Hello again, this is Dr. Schwartzbein with another Menopause Minutes. Today's topic is why taking supplemental testosterone is rarely the right thing to do for women in menopause. To understand why you don't need to take, or more to the point, why you shouldn't take supplemental testosterone when you're in menopause, you need to understand where testosterone comes from and what it does and doesn't do for you. Testosterone is a hormone that derives from progesterone. It's produced by both your ovaries and your adrenal glands, not your eggs. So most women in menopause who are correctly taking supplemental progesterone are still able to produce adequate amounts of testosterone. Like all hormones, testosterone plays various roles within your body. It helps with energy, mood, strength, bone production, muscle mass, assertiveness, sex drive, and other functions. All important things. And when I say helps, I want you to understand that testosterone is not the primary hormone involved in any of these functions in women, including sex drive. Actually, it is the adrenal gland hormones that exert the greatest effect on your sex drive. Estradiol is second, progesterone third, and testosterone, well, it's pretty much last for women. So if you are experiencing low sex drive, I don't want you to immediately think that you need testosterone therapy. If you don't need it, you shouldn't take it. Why? Why can't you just add a little testosterone to the mix? As you'll recall, all hormones interact with each other. Sound familiar? You can't just throw a bunch of hormones into the body and not have all the other hormone systems of the body react. And that's why the first of my 5 rules for hormone balancing therapy is replace only the hormones that are missing. So before adding testosterone to the supplemental hormone mix, the big question to be answered is whether there is, in fact, a testosterone deficiency. But that question can't accurately be answered until the other sex hormones are in balance, namely estradiol and progesterone. What I can tell you is that 99% of menopausal women who are properly taking their bioidentical estradiol and progesterone don't have a testosterone deficiency. Their ovaries and adrenal glands can still convert progesterone to make adequate testosterone. So what's the harm in having a little extra testosterone, you might ask? Well, again, remember, all hormones interact. First of all, testosterone is an antiestrogen. This means it blocks the actions of estradiol. So adding testosterone unnecessarily is counterproductive to giving supplemental estradiol. You've got your foot on the gas and the brake at the same time. And excessive testosterone often causes problems such as increased facial hair, decreased head hair, acne, fat weight around the midsection, and worsening of cholesterol levels. So now to the question I'm so often asked. Well, then how do I get my sex drive back? Well, number one, first get your estradiol and progesterone levels back into balance. Number two, once you do and you still have a low sex drive, then the next hormone system to address would be your adrenal gland system, with attention to how you are managing stresses in your life. Then three, if things still aren't right, have your thyroid function checked and address any abnormality found there. Once you have taken these 3 steps, if you still have low sex drive, then now you can have your testosterone level checked. A very low dosage of supplemental testosterone may be appropriate if you no longer have ovaries. But this is also rare. I will tell you that in 20 plus years of treating thousands of women in menopause, I have chronically prescribed testosterone to very few, probably less than 20. So to sum it up, 3 reasons not to take supplemental testosterone are: first, in all probability, you don't need it. Second, progesterone converts to testosterone in the adrenal glands and in the ovaries. And last, excessive testosterone causes its own set of problems, and who needs more problems in menopause? Well, that's it. Next time, I'm going to talk about the whole business of having periods again after menopause begins and for how long this should go on. It's an important topic for discussion. So next time, I'll give you what I call the bloody truth. Until then, be good to yourself. Thank you.